Time for Joe's Need to Know News here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. There has been nearly 1,000 cases of measles in the U.S. this year, making it the largest outbreak in 25 years. Ooh. Yay! The CDC says 971 cases have been reported so far in 2019, including 91 cases in the past week and a half. The outbreak is now the worst since 1992, when we had 2,126 cases that were reported.
That is just terrible.
It is stupid. It is dumb. There's no need to have measles anymore, but we still do. A Tennessee man, do you remember this story? I think it was a year or two ago. He urinated on the assembly line of like some cereal. There was that video out there.
I do not remember that.
Oh, that was in the Need to Know News. Yeah, he did that on a conveyor belt in a Memphis facility at a Kellogg cereal place. The U.S. Attorney's Office in Memphis say 49-year-old Gregory Stanton pled guilty in November to tampering with consumer products. An indictment says that Stanton was a contract worker at the Kellogg's plant back in 2014 when he recorded a video of himself urinating into a bucket and then dumping it onto the Raisin Bran production line. Thank God I don't eat Raisin Bran anymore.
Ooh, I never did.
Ugh, no wonder that cereal tastes so bad. How are people so gross that they put bodily fluids on food? Yeah. I do not understand what is wrong with your head. A mom in Illinois was shocked after a t-shirt she bought online for her young daughter off the internet arrived in the mail with a slogan underneath of it saying, F the police, printed on
what?
It.
What?
Yeah, the woman ordered a $6 tee from a thing called AliExpress as a gift for her 3-year-old daughter. She believed, or at least thought she was buying a graphic t-shirt of the characters. You never read the book? It's like in the 70s called Frog and Toad.
Yes, I do know that book.
So it's Frog and Toad. That's like the cover photo of that. But below it says, it actually spelled out F the police. But it wasn't in the photo she actually saw online buying. So kind of like bait and switch, I guess.
Wow.
Yeah, so she's like, well, I don't know. What are we going to do about this? No word on if she's going to get her money back or not. For the first time in the 94-year history of the Scripps National Spelling Bee, it ended in an 8-way tie on Thursday night. The 8 co-champions spelled the final 47 words correctly, going through 5 consecutive perfect rounds. So I guess they're just like, well, that's all the words we have. Don't you have more words than that? Like, don't you have enough for a 6th round and a 7th round? Yeah. I've heard of, like, tying, but you have 8 people that are the spelling champs? That makes no sense.
Yeah, they should have done harder words, apparently.
Make them go all night. Yeah, who cares?
Kidding.
The last one standing.
Make them spell some real words. Like, how do you spell thought?
Right.
They're like, T-H-O-U-G-H-T. Sorry.
If one passes out from exhaustion, they're out of it.
I was looking for T-H-O-T. That is a thought. You were out. What did you think?
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was spelled T-H-O-T.
Yes, that is how you spell thought. And let's see here. By the way, later on in the show, we will have a little what the spell. We're going to test my spelling ability. If you didn't know this about me on the Joe and Alex Show, I can't spell. I talk for a living, but words are not my strong suit. Let's see here. What else we got for you this morning? Hot off the press. Oh, this is the food item, and I love, 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 love food items. If you like going to Burger King and getting yourself an egg or cheese croissant, this might be even better than that because they got something going on with their French toast sticks. They are actually going to use that as a sort of kind of like bread or a bun. They're going to have it as a breakfast sandwich. Yeah, and they're going to have cheese, sausage, bacon, and ham. It'll be available soon at Burger King. No word on how long it'll last, but that sounds amazing.
Wow.
And sports. The Raptors beat the Warriors 118-109 in game number 1. Game number 2 is going to be Sunday in Toronto. Look for Drake. Stanley Cup Final game number 3 is going on tomorrow in St. Louis. It'll be the Blues and the Bruins playing. That series is tied up at 1 game apiece. Just because I hate Boston, let's go Blues. Who are you guys cheering for?
Blues.
I want the Blues to win. They've never won a Stanley Cup ever. And also, I'm sick of Boston having championship after championship after championship. This would be their 13th trophy in, I think, 11 years.
Amen.
Also, one of my favorite hockey players is like one of the back like coaches or something, or he works in the office, Martin Brodeur.
Yeah. Works in the office for the Blues?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Do it for Martin Brodeur then. There you go.
Yes.
That's Joe's Need to Know News. Check it out online at joeandalexshow.com.